We learned yesterday the Mashal HaKadmaini. What was the Mashal HaKadmaini? Somebody killed the Shegei, and there were no witnesses. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to straighten out the score. Someone else killed the Mezid, there were no witnesses, but the Mashal has to straighten it out. So the Meila, he causes that they come together in a pundik, and everything works out nice and neat. And this is a Mashal that life in general. It's only a marshal. It's a marshal for everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu has his own cheshbainis, and he runs things and he runs things everything with a plan. The marshal here, besides what I spoke of yesterday from the marshal says another chiddush. Marshal says that if the first time he killed there were no witnesses, he is the etzem chayiv galus. He's the etzem chayiv galus if he comes to Bezdin and he's neither. He tells the Bezdin, "I killed the Shaygay. There were no witnesses. You should know I killed somebody the Shaygay." So from his haidah in Bezdin, he's already mechuyev to go to galus. But then also the Goyal Adam has a right to kill him. That's what the Marsha says. Marsha, which he saw yesterday, that you only go to Golus if the Goyal Adam can kill you. So mainly the Marsha says that if you might in Bezdin, so you go to Golus, and the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill the person who's might in Bezdin. That's a Pella. It's really a Pella also. Yeah. Right, but we said the Marsha's opinion, most that way we said that it's a kapari. So then of course you have to go to God. Right? And it's a kapari, even if no one knows, you still have to go to God. But the Marsha held that you only have to go to God because the Goyal Adam could kill the person otherwise. Only protection from the Goyal Adam. That was the Marsha's shita. Right? That's what we mentioned yesterday, that was the Marsha's opinion, that you only go to God because the Goyal Adam could kill you. The mail is up to Marsha. If a person is maida that he killed, the Goyal Adam's allowed to kill him. What? That's the Pella, like you never, why not? Yeah. You know, that makes him out of Russia. He's talking not a Russia, but you know, that person never allowed to maida, except the moment is. You know, if we said, we learned that a person believes the Gabi moment is on himself. We learned that we had two mahals, and even his mahalish believes. He's not believing, he's creating the chiyuv against himself. So the point is that generally a person not believes against himself. So why here should he be believed? Very sure, I'm not sure. What? Why would he go to Bezdin? He's shaken up, he feels very bad, he killed someone to shake it. Don't you think he would go? He would go to his brother and tell him. What? He wants a kapara. According to Shaz, a kapara, he wants to get a kapara. So the Kuchemda says this chat in the Marsha says what basically the Asanas chat from last week, that the Goyal Adam kills him because of Kiyicham Lavavai. That the Goyal Adam is potter when he kills because Kiyicham Lavavai, because we understand that he gets all upset and all excited. So although when a person is made in bed, it doesn't carry the weight of an Adis, a person comes into bed and he's like, it doesn't carry a heavy weight of Adis. It's not true. But nevertheless, we understand that the Goyal Adam is going to believe him. He admits that he killed. So most people would believe such a person. And they're going to believe, he believes him and then he kills him. So we understand that he has a p'tor. This is the Klechemdus chat in the Marsha. Now the Rambam says that if an Eid Echad says, Rube killed Shimon B'Shaigeh, one witness comes and he says, So although Beis doesn't pass in the Piyera, whatever. But here the Rambam says it made effort, says Aidus. The Rudi Chashim and B'shai gave, Beis will pass in that the Gaal Adam could kill him. That's what the Rambam says. Apieda. That's right. The Raivit is massive. The Raivit says that that Eich Nemon Eir Echa Bahatri Doma Shal Gaal Adam. How can you trust an Eir Echa to kill? Well, somebody, Apieda Echa. Rambam used to be a very shrewd Rambam. The Rambam says, "Up here, you can't." Used to be a Talmud. So the Kesef Mishnah is matchik that the Rambam doesn't need eight echad. The Rambam means eight dismiuchedes. We had the concept of eight dismiuchedes. One eight saw from one window, one eight saw from the other window. Zachazeh, they didn't see together. So it's not considered two eight. Or if they come to Bezin, Zerach HaZeh. One comes and then the other one comes separately. So they come to Bezin separately, and or they see it separately, then that's Eidus Miyuchedes, Bezin doesn't pass it. So if the Kesef Mishnah, what does the Rambam mean that Eid Echad is believed? He doesn't mean one witness is believed. Of course one witness is not believed. But if you have two separate witnesses, so you have two witnesses. It's just missing in Hilchos Eidus, they don't have a din of a kachal eidim, but still, I have to dumb shall go adam, and they just make this is belief. What should Rama have said? To Gaim? Ten. So it's nothing. But they we won't believe them at all. What's the chilek? So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say, Makar from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara says that when you have Eidus Miyuchedes, when you have two witnesses that can't be mitzvahed, we taket don't paskin afihem. But Machnis and I said the kippah. We had a concept that sometimes when Bezin finds someone innocent, but they have a gut feeling that he's really guilty, but they would lock him in a room. They would kill him, but they lock him in a room and not give him food for a couple of weeks. And very often he would die. It's called Machnis and I Sev Kippah. And Bez is allowed to do that at their own judgment. They see that it's another, it's not Din Taira. Din Taira is that two witnesses you kill him. But Bez has a kayak, they see the need to be Machnis Adam Lekippah. And the Rama says the Feirish, they could do that with eight. The Gemara in Edmund says you could do that with eight Dismiyuchedes. Let's say you have two witnesses that Reuven killed. And he's out on a technicality. One witness said, hey, this Monday, and the other one came Tuesday. So he's out on a technicality. So if Bezin sees fit, they're allowed to be Machnis like Silver Kippah. If they trust Eidus Miyuchedes. So if they could be Machnis like Silver Kippah, at the start they could be talking that the guy was down to water kill him too. Yes? You started off right, and then you went. Right, the, it's not what you meant. It's what you started saying, though. But he slipped it differently. Bad and Ogle has another shot in the round. It's a basic. The Kesef Mishnah is that the Rambam says Eid Echad. He said it means Eidus Miyuchedes. The Rambam says Eid Echad. The Rambam also has an interesting way of looking at it. He says, Taka there are two dinim. There's a din of Galus. And then there's a din that the Gael Adam is potter if he kills him. So the way the Rambam also says it, the din Galus does not pass him off Eid Echad. Bezin doesn't get up and ask him, Apied Echad, anything. They don't say he can go to Golus, they don't say he can kill him, nothing. Apied Echad, Bezin doesn't pass him. However, if the Gael Adam already killed the Retzeach, once the Gael Adam kills him, then the Gael Adam would be Potter Apied Echad. Because he has an Eid Echad that says he had a right to kill him. Taka Eid Echad doesn't have a kippus paskin. But the Eid Echad is enough to potter the Gael Adam. Enough to get the Gael Adam off the hook. Because the Eid Echad might be true. And if it might be true, that's good enough to pontificate at. That's how the Eben also explains the Rambam. So the Eidechon is not a din that we send him to go, but it's a din that the guy lets down, and she kills him this part.
Wow.
You have an argument. She's not allowed to kill him, but if he kills him, he's possible. Follow that logic? Follow what's going on? If Eidechon says, will they kill Shimon and Bishayge? So this is the subject if it's true. Eidechon makes a topic, right? Eidechon is Chayyab Shvuel. So he's not allowed to kill him. Because if the guy down says, am I allowed to kill him? He says, stop it, the fascist will kill him. But once he kills him, the girl down will be off the hook, because now Sufis the fascist is the other way, that the girl down will be butter, because he has eight effort with him. The point is, you don't need a psak to kill. In other words, to be allowed to kill, you need a psak. But once he kills, you wouldn't need. We actually had in the beginning of his man that the Mafaita the told him that if you need a psak, he seems to go, you don't need a psak. Right? But you follow the logic of it? Follow the logic of the Eben Ezra. And the Eichot says he killed. So something nefashis, you don't tell the Baal Dami to kill. But once he kills, you know, to flip something nefashis. But the other way now. Get it? What? Because if the Baal Dami asks, could I, am I allowed to kill the Reteah? Something nefashis says, don't kill him. Now the Baal Dami already killed him. Now the question is, should we kill the Gaila Adam? That is possible. You have to. But once he killed him, now the Eidechon will be enough to pass him. It's now to suffer the nefesh the other way. Once the Galadam kills the Ritzeach, it's a suffix of the nefesh of the Galadam. It's the other way.
But
I
could be, I mean...
Let me ask you, what would be? Let me ask the follower, let me ask you. If the Ritzeach is an Eidechon that the Ritzeach kills, so we pack the Ritzeach, suffer the nefesh. The Galadam kills the Ritzeach, so he says, something precious, the Gaila Adam is perfect. What happens if now the Reitzeach's relative kills the Gaila Adam? Okay. The Reitzeach's relative kills the Gaila Adam. What will happen now? He says, I'm a Gaila Adam. This Gaila Adam, the Gaila Adam killed the Reitzeach. Well, he thought he was allowed to kill him because he thought they killed the Shaykh. But let's say to me, the Gaila Adam's like to amaze it too. Remember, God knows about the shaking, carnal information.
Coming to a.
No, it's not. None of it. It's not a cycle that doesn't stop. It stops now. It's you have a right, so we have to give everyone names. Reuven killed Shimon. So Shimon's car is killed Reuven. Is he Potter? They ate Echad, so we Potter in Messiah. So Shimon's car killed Reuven, we Potter Shimon's car in Messiah. Now Reuven's Karev kills Shimon's Karev. And Reuven's Karev says, well, he had no right to kill him. There were no two items. You say, what do you mean? We're Mesupik. You say, well, you're Mesupik. Let me off the hook. Is that what I'm doing? It was the...
Reuven killed Shimon with Eidem, right?
Right? So with the Sufik, if what? If the Sufik is Reuven, if the Galadam is allowed to kill Reuven. The Shimon has the Galadam. So the Galadam needs to shine. Am I allowed to kill Reuven? What do we tell him?
No.
No, it's only an effort. It's suffering. Now the Galadam already killed Reuven. What do we say? So the Galadam is talking. Why? This is a Sufik. Maybe he's allowed to kill Reuven. This is never an argument. Shadley, what happens now if Reuven's got one down? Kill Shimon. Kill Shimon's got one down. He kills him. Everyone's dead now. Nothing is, right? And he kills him. What? So it'll be the same Sufik. Right? You follow what's going on? So if he kills him, that should be the same stuff because he ate Ephraim, right? Right? So he should also be found. True?
True?
The same Ephraim, the child. We don't know who they can shim be shayim. We don't have to serve. We're the suffix if it happened to them.
Why should they have?
Because if it's true they killed Shimon, then you go, that was the lad killed him, and then he's not allowed to kill him. If he's allowed to kill him, then he's not allowed to kill him. And if he's not allowed to kill him, then he is allowed to kill him.
It's
very clear, no?
Afterwards,
then we're there. Stop it. Well, what could happen now is once he kills him, his guy lies down. If his guy lies down, we now kill him, he'd also be fucked. Because every time it was a suffix if the guy lies down, we'd want to kill him. What's going on?
It has to be
that it stops
something.
Why? If I kill him forever. What? It's like a family shiur, but that's what comes out. No? The shul Rizovsky makes this point on Devin Ozel. He doesn't answer the question. It's just as a chayyah, that's what comes out from Devin Ozel. If you're going to say like Devin Ozel that it's afiyat echad, it remains a suffix forever and ever, so what do we learn today? The mashah that afiyat asmai, if a girl down kills in the father. And the Rambam that appeared after the girl that killed him his body. They have two conditions. What? The Reirecha is enough to Yicham of Avai, and then he should be part of the Tarasada. As he cleaves the Klichem, that's for the Rambam too, and then this whole thing won't be true. Devin Ozel, it's on the Rambam. The Rambam. Go back to find the inside. Okay. And one last question. Why does this Shaharik Bishagay go to Galus? In this story, why does the one who killed Bishagay in the Pundik, where they go, in the hotel? Why did he go to Gaza? Because he killed the Shaggy. Who did he kill the Shaggy? He killed the Mazes. The one who killed the Mazes is Chayim Nisa. You know Mazes, but really it's Chayim Nisa. So this whole Gemara is saying that everything is fair. Why should he go to Galus? Because he killed somebody who's Chayim Nisa anyway. Really, Klapish Maya Galia, you're allowed to kill him. Huh? No? One person killed the Shaggy, one person killed the Mason. They come to the same hotel. The one climbs up the ladder, falls, and he kills the one who killed the Mason. So now he's going to go to Galus. Why? Because he killed this person. And we think, that's Hashem. Hashem makes everything all correct. Why should he go to Galus for killing the person's Chayav Nisa? He's got a big risk. Right?
No,
that's
not
So really, he's going to Galus for which thing? Klapi Shmaya, which killing is he going to? The first killing, not for the second killing. So really, Klapi Shmaya, the second killing, he's bothered. Right? He killed someone to kill the neighbor. Right? So really, his Galus is for the first killing. Just we think his Galus is for the second killing, so Kodesh Baruch Hu fools us with the Mashal Tzad Mayim. Let's chat with Gemara, right? So the second Gael Adam. The second Gael Adam of the like death of Mazin is allowed to kill him.
How could he?
It's like he did. Not correct. What? So maybe he's a better chaser than the other one, or he's the other one maybe is his friend then. Maybe the person didn't have a guy like that. You know, Adam, I understand. So what do? The second Gal Adam, so maybe that's all part of Hashem's Mashal Kadmoni. Make sure the second Gal Adam is as capable as the first one. You know what's the kashin? The tzaddik is the kashin. Anybody have to keep the tzaddik from here? Tzaddik, if I find it. Because the tzaddik, he asks, as a kasha, why does the second...
What's the problem saying that he's going to go to the first time he kills?
I'm not sure what the problem is. That might be a good answer. My problem is that why is the second guy all down a lot of kills?
It just happened to be that the second guy had killed,
but that killing was Kedin because he was a character
nation. We don't know.
We don't know it, but the whole Mashal HaKadmoni is that Hashem and Shemayim straightens everything out, evens it out, even when we don't know it. But here Hashem didn't straighten it out. So this is the piece that those of you who learned it with me will remember. His rule, hope you remember, he had his rule that tzarech ha'ad lizar meligwa tzar v'shum beria afilu v'tzarech mitzvah. Tzarech had his rule that every person should try not to cause other people tzar, even v'tzarech mitzvah, even with mamash mitzvah. In other words, if you need a job, if Bezdin is hiring someone to give malchus, don't take the job. Even though if you take the job, right before you give a malchus, you probably make a bracha, Shem says to Tzivanu to give malchus. Maybe even make a shechianu. The first time you do it, you're going to mitzvah beforehand probably, and you tie yourself to a tremendous mitzvah. But nevertheless, I mean, that was the Pella of Arad Tzadik, but even though you're doing a mitzvah, don't do it. And he gave an example. Don't be a gabbai tzedakah who's tedeya money from people. Says, I'm trying this Adayniram Alamas. Son of Noach had a tax collector, Adayniram. Deilucha mitzvah gedeilam izu. And nevertheless, Nenash, neither could I get neither Rabbu by Yavonim. He ended up, he died of Nisan Ishuna, they stoned at him. That's what happens to tax collectors. But, Azen Nenashim, Gamshu mitzvah. Now, don't even kill people where it's a mitzvah. And then he brings Adamara. Says Na Gemara, I thought Bishul Mitzvah Biyata Haram. Come up in Harigayim Tzach. Then if I spoke Mitzaneh from the Paltim Shol. So the Tzadik was in this Gemara. Now I believe there's a Raya because of different Gemara. The Tzadik was in this Gemara that a person has to put someone down no matter what, even if it's a mitzvah and it's a good thing to do, but someone else do it. So if everyone's got that attitude, no one's going to do it. That's the old rule, that someone will do it. You know, you're worried, what? That's like a sorry shine, right? Someone will end up doing it. So, if you're in a company and someone's fired, and the committee, if someone has to tell them he's fired, don't be the one to tell them he's fired. Because, don't be the one. Let someone else be the one. Even though it's the right thing to do, there's no avla, there's no avera. But causing people pain is not a good thing. Even if a person deserves it, then someone else causes them pain. If there's someone out of yeshiva, let someone else tell them. You don't want to tell them. And, somebody has to be told that he lost a relative and someone died, let someone else tell him. This is Shulchan Aruch. You don't be the one. Might see Diva looks sick. The one who tells is the fool. Let someone else tell him. Don't jump and be the one. That's what he says, that still, even if you kill someone who died the native, who killed the native, still. Kill someone who killed the native, it's an even score that you'll get punished. Who's Tzedeya, who goes to people's houses and takes money against their will. Shlomo Noach had a Kabbalah Tzedakah, when they were supposed to give Tzedakah, he went into the house and he took Tzedakah. So don't be a guy. Don't be someone who's businesses causing people to it's not a good job. Even though it's condemned, don't be the one that's... yeah, that's what he says. He brings down Hekamara too. So he brings down Hekamara too. that the Sanhedrin didn't kill only once or whatever, same type of idea.
Yeah.
Even though he had an accident, he was a shaykh, he wasn't naive.
Why
should he careful? He wasn't careful. He could start, he shouldn't climb a ladder when he's sitting there. So that's why, even though he killed the person who's Chayav Misa, he said, it's Shemayim, the score is even. It's even. Because he still did something that's not good. It's still even. I mean, in Beis Din, he had the right, but Beis Din doesn't know the story. In Shemayim, it's called an even score. That's what it is. What? You say something about a Be'er Adam that he shouldn't kill. If he doesn't control him, he's not asking a question. You're right, and he's not asking a question. But if he asks a question.
But the
whole point of the Gemara is that Hashem is eating everything in Shemayim. It's all nice and neat. But nice and neat. Why should he? How can the Be'er Adam, this last person that was killed, kill the high number of the Shai Gang? It shouldn't work out that way.
It's not a question.
No, it's not a question. Because... Yeah, kill that Adam means the Shai Gang. Yeah, of course. If he stomped, killed the attack, I don't know if he'd take Babi Shmai. Because why could the Be'er Adam of the second person kill him, and not the Be'er Adam of the first person? I mean, it's still not even. Be'er Adam of the second person, why do you, it's a mistake. It's all. The what? We don't know, but the whole point of the Gemara is that Hashem needed everything else. It's not needed. Yeah, but why did this Be'er Adam the right to kill him? That's part of the score, not even. No, it is even there. It's certainly a possibility that it's even. I mean, I don't know if the second Be'er Adam is harder than the first, but even if he is, it's still even there. Right. Next piece of Gemara. The first white line, Amar Rabba, Bar Rafun, Amar Rafun, Abani, Amar Rafun, 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 the Derech Shaatam writes a layer with Melichan Isa. Now you have to know if the Gemara brings three proofs, it means it's a big Yisrael, it's a Chiddush. Some say the Gemara doesn't say three proofs for something. Right? Where else does the Gemara bring three proofs? The Gemara has to bring three proofs to tell you something. The Gemara is a positive, it should be enough. You know where else the Gemara brings three proofs? What? Where?
Three times
it also brings three proofs. Okay? I mean, by Yehuda and Shloima? Yeah, okay. I'm thinking of the Gemara in my cotton that says that there's such a thing as a Basher. It's a big Yisai. This is not third, the next one, it also brings three proofs. And so, what's the big Yisai? The Derash Adam writes a language of Melichin, I say. That's the Yisai that we have to understand. That what you want to do, you do. And Hashem allows you to do. That's a raya l'ra. That's of course the biggest raya. That person wants to do an aveira, Hashem doesn't stop him. Whatever derech you want to go, you'll go. That's even a type. When a tzum diksev in l'leitim u'yalit l'anavim yitinchein, which is both. In l'leitim, if you want to be a letz, u'yalit, Hashem allows you. So this is the aside that the Bedar Shadam writes a Leilach Melichin. I say, what does it teach us? What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of this Gemara? Bedar Shadam writes a Leilach Melichin. I say, Pashup Shad. What? Yeah, which means you have to choose to be good or to be bad. So we know that. I mean, that's no, that's fair. Fair it is. Well, I said it's up. Choose not to kill. I said, but I choose not to steal. Could be, but it makes sense. That the Derech Adam writes a letter. What does it that the person wants to be a ganav, if Hashem lets him, the person. So the chiddush here really is what? So that's the nekuda of this Gemara, like you're saying, and the Bar Savram writes that this is nekuda of the Gemara, that a person should never feel he's at a point where he can't straighten out. He can't straighten out, I don't mean necessarily his whole life, but even one area of Avodas Hashem. A person should never use an excuse, I can't. I can't is not true. Because the derech, shadam leitzalela, if you pick a derech, you'll get there. You'll be mitzliach to get there. So if you choose to behave, you choose that you want to be a Talmid Chacham, or you choose that you want to be a Baal Chesed, or you choose that you want to be in any area, so by lichin I see Hashem is going to make it happen. If I can't, the person wants to wants to get involved in materialism, so a person could do it too. Rambam says a person wants to be rich, he wants to build, you know, if you can, Hashem lets it happen. The Rambam says even if the Basel said Ashirayani, the Basel said Ani, but if a person wants to pay me enough, he can even override the Basel that was 40 days before the years of life. Rambam writes it's from the prophet. But that showed him right to lay with Malik, and I say all the possibilities are open to you. It's what you really want badly, you can get. Pursuit of money is, I'm sorry to tell you, but the person who's very hungry for money is pulling himself away from Ruchias. No question. He's pulling away himself, he's pulling himself away from Avodas Hashem.
Well,
does money have to do with more mitzvahs? Yes, who gives more tzedakah? You'll see the Bnei Torah give the tzedakah. The people who left yeshiva after high school because they wanted to get rich so they could support Yisachar, they're not the ones giving tzedakah. It's the ones who stayed in Kerala a few years and then they went out and they have money, they're the ones giving tzedakah, not the ones who you know, the guys who after high school went, they're gonna, their father said, don't be zavur, you know, we need zavur Yisachar. It's somebody who collects for the yeshivas, you'll see. The people who are learning every day, they're the ones giving tzedakah. I'm not saying they're out of business, but you'll see, they're the ones who are giving tzedakah. And the ones, there are more people giving chaynish who are living on you know, from hand to mouth, but of Bnei Torah, than rich people who are giving the chaynish. You know, I think if I make up with the guys in yeshiva, you know, you go out to work, if you're rich in Hashem, the first $1 million you can keep. The second $1 million, give me, I'll give it to tzedakah. The second million you give me, you ask him. The first million you could keep, the second million you'll give me to give to tzedakah. Yeah, can I have a signed contract on that? Huh? Until you got your first million, everyone's money there. Ask him. What? Is that coming? You think it's as hard as coming 30 days in a row? You think it's easy to give away money? You think it's hard to come to yeshiva 30 days in a row? But you know, everybody, before the first million, you're sitting in yeshiva, the second million they give away. But when you have the first million, it's hard to forget about. It's hard to get chaymish on the second million. Okay? Very hard to get chaymish on the second million. It didn't happen yet to me, but I'm looking forward. But it's very hard. If you give away the whole second million, no, doesn't make sense. Well, the person runs after the money, it's not easy. It's very difficult. I once, for whatever reason, I have pretty much a set life as far as my finances. So once, for a certain reason, I got $5,000 or something. All right, it's not $1 million, it's $5,000. When I give him $5,000, Baruch Hashem, I have enough to live on. So what are you doing with $5,000? So I was specific if I should give the $5,000 to tzedakah. Or if I should put it away, and it's Hashem, I hope one of my kids will be sitting and learning, I'll put it away. See, it's your fun. I'm not saying I'll put it away 5 years from now. Who knows? Give it to tzedakah now. I give it to tzedakah. Right? So I was in yeshiva still. I'm still a you know, young fool, and you know, I still think money is not the end of the world. So I gave it to her. All right. $5,000. $25,000, but you know. It came from an unexpected source, and they gave it to tzedakah. But that doesn't happen when you're in business. You have to remember to give ma'aser, maybe, a chaymish. It's not so easy. It's really not so easy. When you see a person who makes money, and he's still about tzedakah, you should know it's a madrega. So don't think if he has $100 million, it's easy. Not easy when you have $100 million to give what you're supposed to give. It's very easy in shul to pull out a $1,000 pledge, you know. But to give what you're supposed to give, don't think it's easy. No. The pursuit of money, a person's supposed to give a chayim, he should have money to tzedakah. A person who can afford give a chayim, he's supposed to give a chayim. A person who's making a lot of money, is certainly, that's a lot of money, yeah. 20% of his money, a person's supposed to give to tzedakah. It depends how you read the Shulchan Aruch. You can give either 10% or 20%, but a person who's wealthy is certainly supposed to give 20%. It's not a person who's depends. You have to look at that. Most of us would say $1 million in the bank is wealthy. A lot of people would tell you $1 million in the bank, well, if you have five kids, and you have to buy each of them a house and make a wedding, so you barely covers, you know, the wedding almost, but you buy them a house, and then they might want to sit and learn, so $1 million is not a lot of money when you divide it, you know, you start dividing it five ways, and everyone has to buy a house, so that's $1 million. You know, now we're still foolish in yeshiva, we think $1 million is money. $1 million is not so much money. What? No, everybody should have a savings. I don't think, get me wrong, I don't preach that people should be poor, people should put away money, and taka, you should put away money to marry your kids, you should put away money to buy a house. Every person in today's society should have a house that he lives in, should be stuck with a house full of kids and he can't find some place to rent. And everybody should put away money that the kids should sit and learn, but that shouldn't take away, and that should get to them. I don't preach poverty, don't get me wrong. I don't live it, and I don't preach it. And, but, you know, you still have to have your head on straight. It shouldn't be dangerous in life. The Derech Shor Demoreh Kol Leilech Malichim, I say, what does it mean? Because it means that if you want, you'll be Matzliach. If you want, to be a bad person, you'll be Matzliach. If you want to be good, you'll be Matzliach. And good and bad doesn't mean, you know, like the evil fellow in the cartoons. It means you want to be a Lichtistic person, you'll get it. And if you want to be a materialistic person, you'll get it too. If you want it, you'll get it. Derech Shor Demoreh Kol Leilech Malichim, I say. And that means that both Tzarachim are open to everybody. Nobody's too stupid, no one's too foolish, no one's too weak, no such thing. But there are Shah the right to lay up on this. So that means, I assume everybody is in yeshiva, and certainly if you're still coming to Shir in June, so you're a person who wants the right things. Right? But there are Shah the right to lay up on this. That means everybody here, is everybody right to? You're going to write the correct error. It's fair to say. Nobody wants to commit. What? There are people who would there are many, many people who say, I know that it's not the right thing, but what should I do?
Ideally,
it's
the right thing.
I have a Balabatim who, you know, I push them to learn. I once took a Balabas over. We have in the shul a membership list. I took a person over to Shashu this time to show up. I said, look at this. Let's go through the names. I got everyone on this list to have a Seder, at least an hour a week, except you. And I said, look at this. There are all these people. And you're there to smack it. I got everyone to have a Seder except you. What are you going to say? How are you going to answer for that? She told me to tell her. She said, Rabbi, you're not going to get me. And his credit, the next Shabbat he came to the Shir, with Marashi came once, and then I think he disappeared again, you know, like, and he's talking about all that, he doesn't have a learn for the life of him, and he has no interest, and, but he says, I know I'm supposed to, and I don't know, I'm going to do it, you know. He comes to the Shabbat Shuvah Drosh, and he comes to the Shabbat Shabbat Drosh, and maybe by Hashem it's enough, I don't know. But it seems to me that he knows it's wrong, and he's doing it anyway. You think all these women who went to Beis Yaakov all the years and now they dress improperly, they don't know what's wrong. they know it's wrong. I mean, you have to be a genius to know that square is supposed to cover the knee. That's not being halacha. But they know it's wrong. They have a yetzara. I don't judge them. I don't. But it seems to me that they're choosing the wrong derech. They choose the wrong derech. So you get it, Hashem. Lightning doesn't strike a person. Don't think that if you see somebody and he does everything the wrong way, so his house is going to burn down and Hashem's going to make him sick. No, that's not the way the world is. They'll shut him right away. You should be down with Kapskos, but when you're learning the Gemara, the fact is that there are many people who don't choose the right derech. There are many people choose the wrong derech. I don't judge anybody. I'm not in the trap of judging people. There are some people who are that way. I don't judge everyone. But still, if there are many people who are this way, many of them are choosing to do the wrong thing. I can't judge any one of them. But many of them are choosing to do the wrong thing. No question. But we're not. We're all, right? We're all, everybody here is choosing the right way, no? That's peculiar, right? That's not true. What? My submission. What? You say it in a general term, but I can't judge any one individual. I don't know his background or his society. I'm saying that people who put their minds, somebody who falls into a fancy house, I don't know, somebody who puts his head into building a fancy house, he, of course he's not, he's certainly not in the first place. And second of all, he's not a, I mean, I can't judge him. Maybe he grew up hampered. But somebody who puts his cup and his kleshes into non-practical things just to look nice, he's not going to derech hatorah. That's the derech, that's the opposite of the right derech. No question. And then you can say if he wants, you know, he'll be right that way. No question. You understand what's fancy by me, so what's simple by me is fancy by someone else. And I go to their shorim, so they talk about me the same way because they're making their right. I don't know. Right? But the point, the nekuda of this gemara is something, is a different nekuda. But there are the rights and leilat on this and I say, the nekuda, when you learn this gemara, has to be on the rights of. What rights are means? What does it really mean, your rights are? There are the rights and leilat. We all say, and I say, I'm right, I want. Right? And I tell you that if Hashem would send me a letter every morning, what I should do today, I would do it. Right? I mentioned it to you, I think, on a number of occasions. That's the halavai. Hashem should send us a letter every morning. This is what we should do, and everything will be very easy. So wouldn't we do it? Would we do it? Everybody would do it, right? We want to do the right thing. Hashem will send us a letter in the morning that we're supposed to... Because Baruch Hu would come to us in a dream and say, you're supposed to learn the Kol for 10 years, so we can learn the Kol for 10 years. No? No? If you were convinced that that's what Hashem wants, then you would do it. And Hashem would say, for you to write, you should go to work. And you really want to sit and learn, so you get up and you go to work. No? Is that true about everybody? I think so. At this stage in our life, there's still, you know, enough in the yeshiva world that we know that Dero Shadim wrote the Bible. That's what we have a lot to, no? If Hashem would come to us and say, you know, I want you to put on a strimal and a bekishim, take a zero haircut and have pay the pace with you know, rollers. So you would do that? Huh? What? Not a chance? If you're convinced of Russia, I want you to do it. Not a chance? What do you mean? So Hashem is telling you that this is the right death. You wouldn't do it. If Hashem would say that that's the right thing for you, if you do this, you'll become stronger. I'm not saying Hashem said it, I'm saying if he would. Would you do it? Would you do it? Close mind thought the Sahara, would you do it? What? I think you have. Why would you be happy? Why are you in this world for? I think it's going to happen. You know why? Because I'm a lady, and the chinuch of the Levian involves shaving all the hair off their body, And I think that they are to look at the Esther of Yishayim, that when the Mashiach comes, the Bimah are going to need a new Chiddush. So it might happen. But right, you'll tell me it's only a one-time thing, and then it goes away, you know, and, how much do you really want? If there's a certain line where you say not a chance, that means you're not a fully your right side of No?
What?
Well, there aren't just two pairs. There are many shades of pairs. There are a lot of gray. I'm talking about your level. I'm talking to you. I'm asking you, if you're committed to the Derech Shadim right to Leilat Melichanos, that means that you want to go in the right way. So is there a place where you draw a line where it's not, where it stops? If there's such a place, you draw a line. And you stop. Don't get me wrong. I don't think the Rabbanu Shalom is asking the innocent to do this. Or any of us to do this. And it probably is not... but I mean, just as an example, can I ask you a question? If you picked up today and you moved to Bnei Brak for the rest of your life, you think you would do mitzvahs better for the rest of your life? Right? Think it'll affect you? I think so. So why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? What's your excuse for not doing it? You're the one that said that. And you know, I didn't even say Meir Sharon, I said Bnei Brak. And it's a very serious thing. I mean it very seriously. Why, if B'derech Shadim the right to Leilat Melichanos, I'm sorry. So how much of a rutzen do you really have? So you're fooling yourself. You're having a rutzen, yeah, you have that much rutzen, that what? That you give the Rabbi Shalom what? What do you want to give him? An hour a night? Huh? The question is how much of a rutzen, B'derech Shadim the right to Leilat, the connection to Gemara is rutzen. And the Gemara says, Gemara says, what should I learn? The Gemara is saying, you should learn when you have a cheshit. Some of us know Shadon Yeriday, and next year Shadon Gemara. Gemara says, so it sounds like a big kula. But whatever you like, Makim Shalibah Chafetz. It's a big kumra. It means that you're mechuyev to have a Makim Shalibah Chafetz. You're mechuyev to have something that you have a drive for and a desire for. The opposite. It's a machayim. It's a machayim. You want to know what to learn in the summer. You have learning goods, you're going to learn. What should I learn? The makim shalibah chafetz. It's a kula. Not a kula. It's a chumra. It means that you have to develop a desire, a libay chafetz. You have to develop a desire for something. Not easy. You're going to camp for the summer. You get all excited about what you're going to learn. A lot of guys walk in learning goods the first day, and then they first start thinking, what are they going to learn? That's not the way. That's not Makim Shalibah Chafetz. Makim Shalibah Chafetz means you got to psych yourself out ahead of time. And what you're going to learn this summer should be something you have a desire for. It's an avaydah. The Derech Shadim writes a leilat. It's not a kula that if I'm going to want, Hashem will do it. It's a chumra. You have to develop a rutzen. Hear what's going on in the Gemara. You develop a rutzen, everything else falls into place. Whether in yeshiva, or you're working, or you're in school, you develop a rutzen, everything can fall into place. If you work on the rutzen, and if there's no rutzen, everything falls apart. You should know that. The Derech Shadim writes a way like Melech and I say, it remains that way. If you work on rutzen, then you end up with a rutzen, then you end up with something. And if not, you end up with nothing. That's the Derech Shadim writes a way like. If you don't have a Derech Shadim writes a way like, then you end up a disaster. You're mechuyev to have a Derech Shadim Raita Leilach. That's the Musar of this Gemara. You have to develop a Derech Shadim Raita Leilach. Doesn't happen to you sometimes that you go to learn, you see, after someone had such a good idea, why didn't I think of that? Someone had some hour to develop. He had a rutzen, he came, at the end of the summer, he came and he finished a certain thing. Why didn't I think of that? You just loaded along. Different. If you learn a Gemara and you develop a rutzen for it, or you have a Gemara that you have no rutzen for. Just doing it because you're an elochid and you have to learn. It's a different thing. It's an avoda. It's not easy to develop a ratzon. The guy leaves yeshiva, he's got to have a ratzon for something. Guys in yeshiva, he has to have a ratzon for something. Certainly, but not in yeshiva. The difference between atzloch and not atzloch is this gemara. The derech shadim ratzon lechem. It says everything. It says, if you want to get there, you'll get there. But you have to want. You have to know what it means to want. Lip service to wanting is not enough. Everybody has lip service. You have to really want. Wanting means you have to occupy your... It has to at least occupy your thought equal to the amount of time you're thinking about what you're going to eat for lunch or supper or what you're going to take in school. People ask which school I should go to and... which courses I should take. People put energy into it. It has to be at least this much with this thing. At least this much with this. You know, the summer's coming. This Gemara is telling you that if you leave a Matzliach in the summer, it's the Derech Shadim Ratz Leilach. It depends. I always felt, Rav Das, 10 weeks between the end of his man and the beginning, or 9 weeks between the end of his man and the beginning. And I have friends who are in Lakewood, so they have 3 weeks. I always felt that the Rav Das is much better. Because we have 10 weeks. A person could want to finish something. 10 weeks, you can finish something. 3 weeks, by the time you pack and you go, and you go to from Lakewood back there, you turn around, you know, it's like it's over. What are you going to do for 2 weeks? 2.5 weeks. I always felt that I have 10 weeks, a day of matter, where we could finish something, a chaticha, something you want to do. No? You can do something. You can finish something. You can take something to do it. Summer, it's you can accomplish. But the Derech Shadim Ratz Leilach. You have to want. It's not good enough that you know, of course you're going to have to say that you want, but it's not good enough. You have to put the energy into the ratz. You have to have a plan. You have to have some plan, some mahalach. You got to. It's not enough. An actual plan to make it happen. So the stretch is on Ratz Leilach. That's the stress. Okay, but we're going to move on. But this is not something you should be easily forgotten. The lesson of this Gemara. He has to ask himself how much of a writer he is and how much of a writer he could be. Talk about Strimal and Bekesha and shaving your hair. And people have a hard time just with the white shirts, right? Hard enough. Talk about Strimal and Bekesha. Amar Abuna. Vaitseyach Shagola Le'ir Miklat. Get back to other things. Amar Abuna. So what's Rav Huna saying? So Pshat this Gemara, I spoke out on that Tesselin days. You say that says in a number of Achrayim, the Bach and the Agoy Sabach says it, and I spoke it out last week. B'shem, I speak it out. B'shem, that there are two levels. He's going to Besdin. Here you're not allowed to kill him, and if you kill him, your father, and then once he's in, going to the Yer Mikla, and one, on the way to the Yer Mikla, you're not allowed to kill him. That's only if I'm talking out of it. And what? The Bach. Of course, the Bach Bay, right? The Ramban. Okay. And then once he's in the Yer Mikla, and he goes out, then it's a Machloikis, is there a Shus or a Mitzvah? Okay, there are two things. One is till he gets to the Yer Miklat, and one is once he's there, Miklat, and he tries to leave. Meisvei, v'lo yemish b'mavis b'ritzeach, v'chasa medaber, ha'te b'ritzeach, ha'neu b'gal adam, shoyim u'lo yisem u'lo yitzvall, shul shemem b'ritzeach, v'chasa medaber, v'damer kia tana, taka mechleikis, t'tanyo lo yemish b'mavis, v'gal adam, v'chasa medaber, ha'te b'gal adam, v'chasa medaber, ha'neu b'ritzeach, shoyim u'lo yitzvall, mitzvall, shul shem, v'ritzeach, v'amur, amani, mekayim, v'lo yemish b'mavis, v'gal adam, v'chasa medaber. Yeah. So we have a machlokes. It's on the way to the Imiklat when he has protection of the Shaytami the Chachamim, whether the Gael Adam is chayiv or not. Rav Huna paskins, and all he's not allowed to kill him. If he kills him, he's fine. Tanan, Vaisulay Shaytami the Chachamim, Shami Argenu the Derech, the Yidabru Eilam. So here we have a machlokes, the Chazaynish and Rav Shach. And I spoke at the machlokes last week, but Rav Shach is derived from this Gemara. So again, Chazaynish said that the Shnei Talmid HaChachamim only talk. That's all they do. All they do is they talk to him. They say, don't kill him. Shagei Haya. And I'll tell him by Minik Shetei Damim. All the Talmid HaChachamim have a right to do is talk to the Baal Adam. If the Gaya Adam wants to kill the Reitzeach, they don't physically restrain him. But Shach argued, he said, it's not true. The halachi is that the Gaya Adam is not supposed to kill. The Gaya Adam is not supposed to kill the Reitzeach on the way to the Yirmei Plus. Just that if he did it, he's partner. But since the Chatzili is not supposed to do it, so Shach said that he argued the Chazaynish. He said, why do they try to restrain him? They try to physically protect the Gaya Adam. The Chazaynish brought a riot to his sheep. What was his riot? Because it says, Maisru lai shtei tamidei chachamim. Chazaynish said, according to you, you should say, Maisru lai shnei bali agritim. We give them two strong people. What are we giving tamidei chachamim for? How strong are tamidei chachamim? If the whole job of the tamidei chachamim is to restrain or prevent the girl adam from killing the Reitzeach, so we should get two strong people, two powerful members of Bezdin. Then you should get two bouncers to do the job. So that's the Chazaynish is right.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that you don't have to be a genius. So it seems that everyone's mighty is not a righteous, and I would see as a kasha why. But Lamaisa, everyone seems to hold that you can't kill the guy like that. There's a question if the Reitzeach can kill the guy like that, but others can't. It's the same. But, Shach only says that you restrain him, then kill him. Not sure why. But Shach answers the Chazaynish from this Gemara. So look at the Gemara says, the Havamim. My lab the masrube, he caught back to Talu. Isn't Pshat and Tamid Acham give masra? They say if you're going to kill him, you're going to be chayav nisa. So Pshat. So now at this point in the Gemara, why do you give him two Tamid Acham? Give him two strong Balei Agritim. But at the Kasha, the Chazanish of the Maskana, it's trying to have a mina too. If the idea is to give Asura, anybody can give Asura. Don't take such a deal. Do you tell me if I'm to give Asura? We could all give Tara, give Asura, and say, you can kill him, you get Misa, you get it, you get Sai. You get Tenet. Yeah, I can't give Asura. I don't know what you're giving. But they'll say, you're going to kill him, you're going to get Tenet. So, Rishwar Shach doesn't answer the Chazanish is kind. Why do you give Tara your thumb and not Balei Misa? Just says, that catch is shred anyway. No, that's fair anyway in the Havamina. In the Matkana, Chazaynish says, because they don't restrain. Oh, so what was the Havamina? Alumai, you have to have some other Teretz. There is another Teretz in the Pharisee Yisrael. He answers, why Takadi and give Tavid Acham and not Balei Agritim? So the Pharisee Yisrael says, it will be a disaster. If what you're going to do is, tell the Reitzeach, okay, get two strong people to help you. What's going to happen is, the Gaya Adam is going to get strong people to help him. It's going to end up, any more people are going to get killed. It's not a smart thing to do. You're going to end up like ratcheting up what's going to happen. You're going to get him Balei Agritim, he's going to get Balei Agritim, you're going to end up with a war, with a gang war. Pastor says that's why we don't do it. Right? The Chachamim says, he'll get the Chachamim, you're not afraid more people will get killed. Kedetanya, right. Kedetanya v'yidabu eilav devarim arvi yomai. Vayimim lai atinai vayimim shayt chedamim shkagav amayt liyam. The mayor argues. He says, whom edabu eilav, he's got to speak for himself. Shnem et vah dvar eitzeach. Amo lai harbish lichas aysa. There are many things he can speak for himself. They're not going to listen. There are a lot of things that you can't tell someone that someone else could tell them. This is also a very important muster in dealing with people. Especially in dealing with children. A lot of things you can't tell your own kids, but someone else could tell. You know, it's just the way the nature of the world. It's not because parents are good or parents are bad. It just happens to be, you know, parents want to push a shidduch. They're smart, they'll speak to someone else to push it. You know, the kid is so big, he doesn't know. Like parents are the last ones. Children develop, all of us, develop an immunity to our parents' advice. It's just the way the world is. Generally, a person goes through three stages. One stage where his parents are the smartest people in the world. Usually lasts until you're about 11 years old or so. And then you go through a stage where your parents are the dumbest people in the world. And then when you get older, you realize that, Mark Twain said that it's amazing how much smarter his parents got in the 20 years, from when he was 20 years old to 40 years old, such a, you know, both of him. You know, it's amazing. The older he gets, the smarter his parents get. So, but that's the nature of it. It's important muscle. Then have shlichus leiv. There are things you can't tell people, but someone else can tell them. You have to know that that's just the way it is. Not because being bad or being good. It's just the nature of the world. Have shlichus leiv.
Yeah.
Not that killed.
That's
a hard question. I assume that he's no excuse for that. I assume that he can't say Yicham Lababa, he's like, even killed the person trying to protect him. Still, he killed someone
else. No,
if I'm thinking that, this guy's away. If it happened by mistake, yeah. He's saying he got so angry that he killed the person who got his wife. I don't know, that's like pleading insanity. No, somebody, it was on the news the other day, someone killed his whole family, right? Drowned his kids and killed his wife. And he pleaded insanity. Of course he's insane. Killed his wife and his kids. But he's insane. But, you know, it doesn't get you off the hook.
I'm a man. The shkaga b'amai from the yadah. Shita.
Can someone explain this kasha to me, please? The very odd time, a few of you asked me, where does it say that? They have to concentrate. The Goyal Adam comes to the Ritzayach. Ritzayach is being escorted by two Talmidei Chachamim to Chevron or to anyone, to Gilad, to one of the cities. So he comes. So the two Talmidei Chachamim talk to him. So they tell him, Al Tirig Bay Minig Reitz, Shepei Damim, Yishkaga Bar Ma'isla Yadai. Does it make sense that that's what they would tell him? Make a lot of sense? That's what they tell the Goyal Adam. They're trying to talk him out of it. So they tell him, I'll tell you by Minig Reitz, the Sheikh Eidami, and Bishkaga Bamais Leyodek, take him out, Pshita. That's a kasha. That's a kasha. But? But how would you, let's say you're one of the two Talmidei Chachamim, and you're trying to talk the Goyal Adam out of killing him. So wouldn't you say, Bishkaga Bamais Liyada, I have a mother son, and he did it by mistake. Kashi Pshita. It's exactly why I'm killing him. Pshita. Now what's the Teretz? Teretz is no. He might say, that's the Teretz is far over there. The Teretz is no. Even the Mason goes to Golis. You have to tell him he's a Shaykh. But at this, it seems to me that when you convince people of things, you do tell them the obvious. You just try to impress it on them, no? Don't kill him, it's only a mistake. A funny kasha was shaking. I said, I found the kasha in the Imre Binyan. It's right on that. He asked the kasha, but it's not a satisfying teretz. It's not really time to go into the teretz, but therefore what? I said, that makes sense, because you're exactly right. Therefore, it makes sense to tell him the Shkaga Bamiyada. So what's the Gemara's Kasha Pshita? I don't know. Maybe the point is that it's Pashit you tell him that. In other words, if it's telling you advisor what to tell him, there must be some finish in it. Anyway, the Ibn Mezid Bakal, that's who? It's my in. By the time I reviewed the Imer, it's Chilak, it's Chayim Mezid, it's Chilak, it's Chilak, it's Chilak, it's Chilak, it's Chilak, Shechag Nisar Gul, Shenema Vishos Tikne Ilai, Vlokwais Yisham, Vlokwais Yagoyal Adam, and Ace, Vishoshay Petru, Shenema Vitilai Aida, so it's Amyagoyal Adam. Vishoshay Golos, Nazina Sumakai, Vishnera, Vishiloi Sera Aida, Imakwatai, Asher Nos Shama. I can talk quickly, I've been diving into the Amit for the last 2 months. Rabbi Eimer, Me Atzman Hingoylin, Kismurin Hain, Echachegi Gethamezid, Kiletis, Vaina, and Yaydim Shed, Vishagi Kiletis, Major Enakala. If you have a city that's rive, what do you rive rights? It must mean rive rights from Bishaygay. So the rights of the Mezid, they get Nisa. Even if the rights of Bishaygay. So it's not clear for that brief period of time that they're sitting there. Okay.
Okay. Right of me is showing it together. Okay. Or they kill Eidim without Eidim, without, let's say, Eidim without Asra. There's no Eidim without Eidim to kill.
If
you take him without a straw,
and they have
them, then they can kill him. Okay. So, Yeshua will write to make him learn. Shanema, the Hebrew, the city can't be the same. Brahma was it. Yeshua was a king to make him learn. The demon is a king to make him learn. And so we're going to have three demons now. One is your Miklos. It has to be a city that has a king. What does a king mean here? I don't think it means old people, but it means something like a chachamim. Zichna Balaka, what? Okay, that it's even a bad. Okay, the Rambam also says that it's a bad thing. Okay, maybe that's a bad Baruch. Thirdly, it's very necessarily so, that Tyson says, couldn't these candies be the fun? There's Kashi's, there's a bad in there, so obviously it can be the fun. But not that you necessarily need a bad. It might, yes, shame as a candy. Rabbani Rabbasi, Chadom Akeletas, Chadom Akeletas. Manda made a card to be Zichna Balaka. Manda Akeletas, Mitsubi Alma. What does Mitzvah B'Alma mean? It's very important tomorrow. When the Torah says something, Shalai B'Lashon Tzivoy. The Torah says something, Shalai B'Lashon Tzivoy, is that a chiyuv or not? This is a machlokes in two gemaras. One of them is this gemara. The machlokes here is whether the divrei reshus of the Torah are meant to be taken as a chiyuv or as lachatkila. When it says Diber, what's the pasuk? Diber Baznei Ziknei Ha'ir. So is the Torah just speaking B'lashon Dinei Adam? Or do we have to take it literally, that it's an obligation to have Ziknei Ha'ir? So this is a Machlokes here. This is the main place of this Machlokes is in Sanhedrin. It says in Mitzayra She'ein Laibayin Yad. Let's say I have a Mitzayra, it doesn't have a thumb. Could he become tar? So there's a Machlokes there. Some say he can be tar. The Torah says thumb. There's no thumb. There's no thumb. The others say, no, you put it on the place of the thumb. The Torah speaks in a normal way. Normally people have thumbs. But in other thumbs, you put it on the marking, on the stub, whatever he has in the place of the thumb. So this is a big machlokes. I'll get to that in a minute. Second machlokes, Yeshe Bazakein Rabbani Rabbati Chadam and Nasabad and Sayyid Ramayra. Chadam and Nasabad and Sayyid Ramayra. Same machlokes. The man Yavah and Nasabad and Sayyid Ramayra Dina Tikni Yavah Maka. Man Yavah and Nasabad and Sayyid Ramayra to be out. Yeshay but the Kane with Thermak Lakes. Rabbi Rabbi Khama, maybe Yagla Ruf, the Khanaway, maybe Yagla Ruf. Mandyame, Aina, maybe Yagla Ruf, the Bina Zikni of Alaka. Mandyame, maybe Yagla Ruf, it's of Yam. All three Machlaitsim are identical Machlaitsim. Pashtus, the Ruf, we tell you Zeb is there. And this says, I believe in the Mitzvah, that these three Machlaitsim are Tali Zeb is there. And they're all Tali in Yen and Gemara in Sanhedrin. How do you look at the Torah? When the Torah says something, it doesn't mean to be taken as a chiyuv. However, the Rambam only passed as the first one. Yershayim Basayim Kenim Inakim Latas. He does not paskin as a Sarah Mayu Egor Arutha. He also doesn't paskin, as he paskins by Bayan Yad and Bayan Regel, that someone who doesn't have a thumb, that you put it on the mokim of the thumb. Which means he says that the Torah is always to be taken not as an obligation. If the Torah doesn't say an obligation, it's mitzvah b'alma. And then it just needs a hesbro. Why does he paskin that your miklat differently? Your miklat, he paskin means it's near here. What? Well, he obviously holds what the Rishonim say, that he, in the machlokes, the Rabbani Rabasi, he paskins mitzvah b'alma. But your miklat, we had a brice. We had a Bryson, Rabbi Laza. We had a member of Rabbi Laza. So he passes that Rabbi Laza, not for the reason of Rabbi Amir Rabbi, but for a different reason. That your miklat is different, whatever the hesbro is. Amar Kama Bar Kanina, in Neiman Nemer Parshas Reitzim Belashon Asa. How could Parshas Reitzim said in a strong Lashon? Because he Dabar Hashem Yeshua Leima, Dabar of an Yisrael Leima. But you have to know, Parshas Reitzim appears again in Yeshua. I mentioned to you the other day, the Torah in Yeshua lists the 48 cities. It lists where they came from. The Meishah, why say Daber? Yeshua is always Vayayner, it's always Lashon Racha. The Meishah ain't Shal Torah. Remember, the whole Hebrew Lashon Kasha
Tzid, Dabar Ish, Adai Niyadah Titam Akashas. Ayo, Tanya, Nidbru, Ein Nidbru, Am Roshan Nachas, Atenu Ayme, Yad Ber Amr Tachtenu, Adai Dabar Lachud, Yid Dabar Lachud. So we have here, that Lashon Leitzayach is Lashon Aza. What's the Musar of this Gemara? And killing people is a very serious business. I don't seem to be deep passion. No. What's the Musar here of this Gemara? I'm not sure what I'm supposed to learn from it. Anybody? According to him. Can't write anything from anyone. Maybe the Musar is that if someone kills you, talk to them tough. Anything less than that, you don't talk tough. Huh? What? It's not the only place, and yet it seems to be singled out in a special way. I don't know why. I guess tomorrow we'll have to finish. We're going to go past the mission tomorrow. Please.